Hello.
Hi, is this Gary?
Yes, is this Samantha?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm tickled. I'm really relieved and pleased that you called me on time.
No worries at all.
What I would like for you to do is give me an example of what you think is the most significant editorial change you have made so far.
Yes, I haven't made any changes as per our discussion. The last time we had a discussion that I'm not going to make any changes until and unless you approve those, okay? So that's the reason why we are doing this session, in order to have your approval on the changes that we feel are necessary to the manuscript, okay? So I'm pulling up the manuscript here on my end. I want you to do the same, and then we can just follow all the things that I've highlighted or made notes of. I will walk you through one by one. Okay?
Hold on till I get there.
Okay, sure.
So let me go all the way up to the, should I go all the way up to the top?
Yes. We're going to start from the very first page.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Sure.
Now, by first page, you mean the title page or what?
Yes, the title page. Okay. I am pulling that up on my end as well. Let's see. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right, so the first error or typo that I noticed was the spelling of forward. You mentioned that we can go ahead and correct that, right?
What word?
Forward.
Forward.
Yes.
How do you spell forward? Oh, F-O-R-E?
F-O-R-E-W-O-R-D. It's written as forward here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
No
worries. About that? Oh. Okay.
Yes, of course.
That's fine. Okay, well,
see,
that's fine. I don't mind that at all.
If you look at the last page of your manuscript, just before the appendix, you have written an afterword as well. So it's spelled as
Hold on. What page?
You don't need to go to that page. I was giving you an example of the spelling change. That afterword is spelled as A-F-T-E-R-W-O-R-D, meaning like there are some afterwards, right? So similarly, it's forward, before. Yes.
Thank you.
No worries. And another thing that I highlighted to you was that there are two title pages. So we'll have to eliminate one of them.
Okay.
Well,
I don't care which one you eliminate. As I mentioned, I had them in there because that was a KDP requirement. Now, if you eliminate one of them, that's going to change the pagination.
Then we'll add a blank folio. For example, after the first title page, the second page could either be a blank page, or what about the copyrights page? I do not see that page here. So put a disclaimer and...
Okay. Put in a copyright page, and that will substitute for that extra unnecessary title page.
Exactly.
That will not change the pagination. Brilliant thinking.
Yep. Remove the second title page. I'm making notes as we go, so the team know what to do. Okay. Second page. Okay. One more thing. On the title page, do you want to keep the arrangement just the way it is? Or can we do some changes with that?
Well, what changes do you suggest?
Right now, it's covering the entire page, and if you look at your name at the bottom, it is not centralized. It's somewhat... aligned on the right-hand side. Now, I will show you a sample page for the title page, in terms of the formatting and the presentation. You can let me know if that works for you, okay?
Well,
let
me
find out.
Hold on. As long as you don't change the content, you do whatever you want with the format.
Okay, perfect. So you're giving us flexibility in terms of changing the layout of the title page, right?
Yeah, just don't change the content.
Okay. Okay. Change the layout of the title page according to the publishing standards. Okay. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Page one. Forward, again, the spelling needs to be corrected.
Change it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, moving on. If you look at page 8...
Hold on.
That is after the table of contents.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on page 8.
One more thing. Before we go on to the page 8, we need to work on the table of contents as well. I don't think that the table of contents was created automated. It's a manual table of contents, right?
Right.
Should be.
And I checked it many times, but maybe there are mistakes.
Yes, there are some mistakes. The spacing is a bit odd. For example, chapter 7, the page number is going on the next line. And what about these hyphens? Is this something that you prefer, or can we change it into a more professional outlook?
Oh, change it to a more professional. Just okay. Don't change the page number. Change it to a more professional. Okay.
Okay, moving on. Now we're talking about page 8. Okay, let me pull that up here.
Oh, I see one format problem.
Do you see that? To kill the other half.
Yep.
It's coming on the next line.
Yeah, that needs to be reformatted. You go ahead and do that.
Okay. And the name has double spaces. For example, if you look at the formatting of the quotation by Theodore at the bottom, that is fine.
I see that.
Yeah. But if you look at... Yeah.
No, just change that. We don't need to discuss it. Format that.
Okay. Okay, now moving on. The next change, okay, one more thing I needed to discuss with you. The margins that are there on each page, they're too wide. I mean, what is the specification for that? Where did you get the trim size you told me is 6x9? Well, what about the margins?
Well, I thought I was using mirror, but... Change the margins. Well, what will that do to the pagination?
Okay. All right. Fix them. I'm going to take them on the regular size, you know, the standard margins that are there for 6x9. I'm going to take it back to that particular measurement. Is that fine?
And that won't change the page numbers?
It might change the page number because, see, if a page is... let's see, what's the word count? If the page is currently occupying, let's say, 200 words, if I'm going to reduce the margins, then it might occupy 250 words, and that might change the page count as well.
Well, okay, I think we discussed that, and you assured me that what if page numbers change, you know how to adjust the page numbers on the subject index.
Of course. That will all be done automated, okay? That will all be done automatically.
Good,
there's a software program for that.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know how to do that, and I worked weeks on that subject index. I'm so glad you're taking that over.
Listen,
my manuscript is in good hands.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Okay, next change is on page number 15. It's not a major change. I see that the heading of demographics is right at the bottom, and we could only manage to get like one line on that page. But if we do a section break here, it's going to look more better if this heading, demographics, is shifted to the next page.
That's fine.
Okay, and page 16. Again, the heading for numbers, of course, if demographics. Okay.
You don't have to. If there are more of those like that, you don't need to go over them with me. Just do it.
Perfect. Okay. Page 33.
Oh, good. We're making progress. Page 33. Hold on. Okay.
Okay, page 33. All right. Now, the change that I wanted here, page 33. Let me check in my notes. Yes. Page 3, third line from the beginning. So that is 1, 2, 3.
Did you say page 3? Page 3 or 33?
33.
Okay, so where do I go on 33?
Page 33, third line from the beginning, where it says breaks its own laws, and then you have written E.G. That is supposed to be E.I, because the abbreviation, for example, is IE, you know, I.E, dot, instead of EG.
It should be IE instead of EG.
Yes, because the abbreviation is IE.
That's fine.
All right. Spacing issue in the section Government America. Oh, one more thing. Is the heading supposed to be Government America, or it is meant to be Government of America?
Well, I've been calling it Government America.
Okay.
Like I call it Corporate America. It's just simpler to say Government America as a saying.
Okay, perfect. Then we leave it as it is. One more thing.
Yeah, please.
There are too many run-on sentences on this page. For example,
What page? What page?
Same page. Page 33.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back up. Okay.
Okay, we are looking at individual sentences instead of paragraphs. So can we like organize it in a more professional way? Maybe change paragraphs instead of having one-liners. For example, if you look at the first line, it ends who threatened the corporacy. How do you pronounce that? Corporacy.
Corporacy. Well, the problem with doing what you suggest is that, in my opinion, it reads much better. It's just a list of incidents. I really don't want to make them into paragraphs.
Okay. So is this something?
Leave it as it is.
Okay. Then can it be turned into bullet points then maybe?
Well, bullet points are hard for me to do, but if you want to make them bullet points, go ahead.
Well, that
bullet
is pretty much...
Bullet points or a side, angles or something. Bullets would be fine. That's going to probably lengthen the pages, but that's okay.
The reason why I'm saying it, it's because it's looking a bit odd, you know. There's no paragraphing, there's no indentation.
Okay.
That's the reason why. Let's turn it into bullet points, and if it doesn't make sense to you.
I don't need to argue with you because I think you're right, and a book will sell better if it looks like it's a good book.
Yes,
so,
yes. All I'm trying to do
right,
is
so,
clean it up, you know.
I understand. Going on to what next page?
Okay. All right, so that is sorted. The next change is on page 37.
Hey, hold on. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, do you see evil doing? It's looking very odd before the heading. So since we will be...
I see that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking odd. So either we can get it back on the other page, since we'll be doing the bullet points on the previous pointers that we just discussed,
right.
So it's automatically going to be readjusted.
That's fine. Okay, moving on.
Okay. The next page is page 38. Third line.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm there.
Okay. All right, we are looking at third last line, page 38.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that. That needs to be entered.
It says D, period, comma, E-T, space, A-L, dot. I wanted to know what exactly are you referring to when you say E-T, A-L? What's the abbreviation about?
Well, et al means everybody else.
Okay.
You know, I don't list all of the other authors.
Okay. All right. So should I skip that? Keep it as it is?
Well, you might want. I don't know. Maybe it's. I haven't Googled it, but maybe it's et period al period.
Okay. Well,
I'll leave that up to you. I'm not sure which is et al is a legitimate editorial practice. I just don't remember if E.T. has a period after it.
Okay. I will have that checked.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're moving on to page 39.
Good grief. Okay. What's on 39?
Let me pull that up again. Page 39. Okay. I got that opened up. And where are my notes? Page 39. Chapter 4, subheading has an apostrophe before S in elites, and page 40 has an apostrophe after S.
Well,
it's the word elite. Do you see the contradiction?
I'm believing you. Just go ahead and change it.
Okay. Make it consistent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. The next change is on page 64.
Oh, good. Hold on. I'm not there yet. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, this is a very obvious one. At the bottom of page 64, there are certain bullet points, but they are not entered correctly. So I just wanted to replace them with actual bullet points, if that's fine with you.
Bullet points, sure.
Okay.
Well, that'll be bullet points wherever bullet points are needed.
So can I go ahead and change them?
Absolutely. Do bullet points wherever you want to do a bullet point.
Okay. Okay, perfect. One more thing. All the references are supposed to be in subscripts or superscripts. That is another issue that I've figured out in the entire book.
I'm not following you. Please go over that again.
Okay. All right. Let me give you an example. Are you still on page 64?
Yes.
Okay. If you look at the second paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Line 6.
Okay, well, there's a continuation of one paragraph overlaps. So if you don't count that, then it's the second paragraph, you say?
Yes. The first paragraph on this page would be material goods sufficiently useful for the household. So I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at the second paragraph, which starts from, if you think no capitalism, good or bad, can exist.
I'm there.
Okay. So if you count from there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line, which begins with the number 10.
Yeah.
That's the reference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that number needs to be either in superscript or subscript, because usually references go in that kind of format in the book.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but you can see the next paragraph. I've got footnote 11. You be consistent and do all the footnote designations however you want to do it.
Okay. All right.
Just make sure they're correct.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to make a note, change the number of references to sub or super. Okay, page 78.
Hold on. I'm almost there. Down there.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Page 78 onwards, every bullet has a heading, right? For example, if we look at number 2, that says borrower's holds. That's the heading, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And immigration politics, that is another heading.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, life first is the heading, right? Okay, now these headings need to be in a certain category or somehow highlighted. The font size will be smaller than the regular headings, like the main headings of each chapter, but they will be identified or bolded somehow to show that these are headings. And the headings will follow with a semicolon or a colon instead of a period.
I got it. Do it.
Okay, let me note that down. Okay, and this issue goes the same issue exists on page 114 and 15 onwards and on page 142. So throughout the book, if there are any headings like this, we are going to specify them and fix them according to the format.
Yeah. Be consistent, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fix them throughout the book. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The next one is on 81.
Oh, we're going back up to 81. Okay, hold on. Okay, what about 81?
Drugstore. That's an obvious one. It's standing out. So I'm going to have it readjusted either on the previous page or maybe carry forward a complete sentence on the next page. That way it's not going to look odd.
I don't care. Just leave that U.S. drugstore. I like that term.
Yes. We're not going to remove it. Just adjust it in a better layout.
Okay.
That's it.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. The next page that we are looking at is page 100.
Good, good. Making some more progress. Okay, hold
yes.
on. I'm about. Okay, page 100.
Let me open it on my end as well. All right, page 100. Right, if you look at the heading where it says Wall Street, the last line of this paragraph, which says defense war, defense is struck
yeah,
off.
That's deliberate.
Okay, that is deliberate. Got it.
That is
so I'm going to skip that. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I see at the bottom of the page, something needs to be done about that.
I'm sorry, what?
The bottom of page 100, the last part is unfinished. Perhaps me, and then maybe somehow you can get part of the sentence, part of that sentence from the next page back up there.
Yes.
You know how to format. You know how to do that. So,
yes,
so
that'll need to be fixed.
Yeah, fix that.
Page 100, the bottom last line. Unnecessary spacing.
Okay.
Fixed it. Okay. All right. The next page that I'm looking at is 104.
Hold on. Okay, I'm there.
Okay. 104.9. Do you see where
mm-hmm.
it says C note? That's in a different
mm-hmm.
format. And color. It's like grayish color.
Really?
Yes.
Well, make it the same. Make it the same color.
Yes.
As the rest. Okay.
It just
sure.
seems to
now,
stand
well,
out because of the inconsistency.
Yeah, that's an error. That's an error. Just fix it.
Fix it. Okay. Page 153.
Oh wow. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm there.
I'm not there yet. Just give me a quick moment. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Okay, 145, 147, and 150, 152, 153. Okay, page
153.5. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has three subpoints, which are
yeah.
renumbered as 1, 2, and 3, regular numbers. Now, that may get confusing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was thinking that it may as well be renumbered into Roman numerals, or we can do it alphabetically. For example, 0.5A, 5B, 5C.
Yeah, my preference would be little a, not instead of capital A.
Small letter a, lowercase a, b, c. So which one would you prefer,
yeah.
Roman numerals or alphabets?
Little alphabet, little a, little b, little c.
Okay.
Be consistent on that.
Okay. Okay, the next one is on page 161.
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, it's an old issue, bullet points. So you already told me
yeah,
to fix that anywhere else.
Yeah, fix it.
Okay, page 164.
Okay, hold on. I'm there.
Okay. Now, if you look at bullet point 7 and 8 has underlines, and I'm not sure why because I haven't seen any underlines so far.
Yeah. usually in like the psychology, say, the American Psychological publishing manual, I think they underline books, but you can take that underline out.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a better understanding of why it was underlined, then maybe we can make it consistent throughout the book, whether removing it or whether having that certain thing, that particular thing underlined throughout the book.
Yeah, remove all underlines.
Okay. Remove it. Okay. And page 165, same thing with bullet point 16. It has underlined. You already told me to remove it.
Right.
Okay. Page 182.
182, hold on. Okay, I'm at 182.
I'm almost there. Just give me a moment. Okay, yes. All right, so page 182, the subheading says war avoidable. I have a question mark. Can it be in the same line, or is the alignment intentional? Because Appendix B can be one line, war avoidable, just. All three words are in three different lines. So can that all be in one line?
Well, not one line, because I think every chapter and every appendix is at least two lines. But you can make it two lines. You can say Appendix B, and then the second line would be war, avoidable, ? There has to be that colon.
Okay. So war?
Colon. Avoidable, ? Just two lines.
Colon, avoidable, next line, just.
No, not next line. I just want two lines.
Okay.
Appendix B, first line. Second line, war, colon, avoidable, If you can get it on one line.
Okay, yes, we surely can get it on one line. My preference was one line altogether. So war, avoidable, just, all three of them will go on one line, right? Got it. Okay. And the next page that we're looking at the same page, and it says page 182, subheading war avoidable, can be on the same line, I already went over that. Every subheading from page 182 onwards in this appendix is with a question mark. Is that intentional?
Yes. In other words, the whole appendix asks questions. Is war avoidable? Is war just? So we have to look at the wars that have been involved in. Is the American Revolution? Was the American Revolution avoidable? Was it just? Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. The next change is on page 202.
202? Okay. Hold on. Okay. I'm there.
Appendix C, all right, what is the issue? Subheading issues. All right, it's the same issue. Every point has a subheading. For example, who is patriotic? And you started this, the paragraph with the same sentence. Is that a subheading on each one of them? Or how exactly should we categorize that? As a subheading?
Well, those are just a series of questions with the answer following the question.
Okay. All right. So don't you think we should have a question mark next to it instead of a semicolon?
Wait a minute. Well, the whole paragraph, it's one sentence, it ends with a question mark.
I'm sorry, you got cut off.
It's one long sentence that ends with a question mark.
No. I'm talking about where it says in the beginning, who is patriotic? Now, that has a semicolon followed by it.
Well, maybe it ought to be colon.
I'm not sure I follow. What exactly do you want me to do with that? Either it can be treated as a question followed by a question mark, or it can be treated as a subheading.
Okay. Who is patriotic? Question mark.
Okay.
And then start the sentence. The answer is the corporate. In other words, I'm answering it with answering a question with a question. Who is patriotic? Question mark. And then is the corporate CEO, etc. Okay. So I'm answering the question. Okay.
Got it. That sounds good.
That the rest of the.
Yes. Okay. Now, page 203.
I'm there.
And you look at the sentence in a quotation mark.
Hold on. What? My country, right or wrong?
Yes. There seems to be some formatting issues with it. The formatting seems to be out.
Well, as long as you correctly format it, but do not lose the meaning.
Of course.
So that's very important. The meaning there is very important. Those are two very different. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to 205.
Hold on.
And we can skip that because it's the same bullet point as issue. I will fix that.
Good.
And now, page 212.
212, hold on. Okay, I'm there.
Indexing is not done properly. It's not professional. All the headings are going, out of format. So I wanted to put them in a consistent format.
Do that. Make it professional.
Okay. And that is pretty much it. So whatever I've discussed with you, there won't be any other changes apart from that. Okay?
Now, I assume, Mike, you're going to do the subject index automatically instead of manually.
Exactly.
So in other words, when the subject index is done, when you look at an item on the subject index with a page number, if you go to that page number, there it is.
Yes, that is correct. And for the ebook version, it's supposed to be clickable. For example, if I go ahead and click on grassroots movement, it should take me back to that particular page.
No, good. Okay.
Okay.
Now, now, you have been spring. Is there some way you could put in the book my acknowledging you?
I'm sorry,
you
I did not. No. You got cut off again. Okay. Can you repeat that, please?
I really appreciate your thoroughness and your professionalism.
Thank you.
Like to be able to somehow in the book acknowledge you by name, with your title. Can you do that for me?
I will be honored to do that. I'll make sure that this is included once the team is formatting the book.
I want your full name, Ms. Samantha Hayes?
Yes, that is correct.
I will be unhappy if you don't put that in there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And where exactly do you want to put my name?
Where do you think it should go?
Okay, we'll have to find a place for that. I think I'm going to leave that on the team because they know better where exactly we should be acknowledging people. By the way, your manuscript does not have any acknowledgement. Why is that so?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
There is no acknowledgement section in your book or a dedication section.
I know. I vary on. Some books of mine have had that. I just didn't put one in.
Okay. All right. Well, if you put in an acknowledgement section and include the names of the people who have directly or indirectly facilitated you or helped you out with the book, then maybe my name can go somewhere there at the bottom, in the very end.
Okay. Let's try this. Acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement page will go somewhere in the beginning. We have a bad connection, Gary. I'm trying my best to hear you, but it's missing out. How about this? If you can send me the acknowledgement section in writing via email, I'm going to have that placed somewhere in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, where do you propose putting it in the beginning?
Let me review that. Okay. Forward. Oh, there is another major issue, Gary, that we did not address. The foreword needs to go after the table of contents. And anything that follows before the table of contents.
Hold on. I will give you an example where I did not. Hold on. Well, I thought I had where the maybe you're right.
Let me know once you're ready, so I'll give you the correct sequence.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so as soon as we open the book or turn the book cover, the first thing that we should see is it should be the title page, okay? After the title page, a copyrights disclaimer or a copyrights page should follow. So title page, copyrights page, and then acknowledgement. Then we go for the table of contents, and then the foreword should come.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
all right. Let me make sure I got this. The title page first, and then second, copyright page. Third,
mm-hmm.
acknowledgement page. Fourth, table of contents. Five, foreword. Okay, so what
correct.
I will do is I will email you I'll email you my version of the acknowledgement section.
Yes. Once
great.
You send that to me, I will incorporate that in the book, in the file that the team will be working on, okay? And don't worry about the arrangement. I'm going to have that sorted out on my end. I just needed your acknowledgement before I proceeded forward with that. So that's all good to go.
You'll have this acknowledgement within a half hour.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much. That is pretty much it. Now, Gary, since the book is 232 pages long, the team is going to need some time to actually finalize all these changes. So give them like 6 to 8 working days, and I will get back to you with the final version of it. As soon as you provide your approval on that, if there are no other changes, we will proceed forward with the next phase. Sounds like a plan?
Or is it still feasible for us to do this within the contract stipulation of 2 weeks?
Yes, that is correct. By the 18th of March, I'm sorry, you're saying something?
No, that's fine. So publication, March 18th?
18th.
March 18th?
Yes.
That's only 10 days away.
That is correct. So that, one more thing before I let you go. I checked I'm sorry, go ahead. You're saying something?
Well, I'm pleased that you have March 18th publication date. At some point, I'm going to talk to you about marketing.
Mm-hmm. We will have to discuss that in another session, Gary, I'm afraid, because right now I'm focusing on completing the book, and I want to take one step at a time, okay?
I realize it, but I have two more items at least that would be present. I want the price to be just right so that it'll maximize the number of people who buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was the other? See, pricing and marketing.
Yes. So about the marketing section, let me have your call scheduled with one of the best marketing experts. They will guide you with the process along with a strategic plan in terms of how we can get the book out. While they do that, I'll be working on the completion of the book. Now, one more question that I had for you is the book cover. You've sent me the back cover description, and that seems to be good enough to go on the back cover. However, you haven't discussed the main concept of the book cover. How would you like the book cover to be, or is there any design?
I thought I had. In any case, if I were dealing with KDP, they have an excellent cover gallery, but you don't have that. So what I suggested in one of my emails to you or Ryan or somebody is that to sort of symbolize a nuclear explosion or fire, maybe putting the words of cover in black background red or something like that, but make sure it's this, it's readable, this. In other words, I don't want the color to make the title hard to see.
Okay, understood. But Gary, book cover is not included in your package, so I was assuming that you already got the book cover ready. Is that not the case?
No, so what's it going to cost me for you to do the book cover?
Well, the standard cost for that varies from $250 to $300, but let me see if I can get you any discounted cost on that. Okay. Book cover. Oh, how about this? I'm going to initiate working on the book cover now. You will be taking the marketing plan from us. So once you have a discussion with the marketing strategist, we will try to adjust this cost somewhere along there, okay? I'm going to try to get this for you complimentary.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so just do me another favor. Send me the specifications for the book cover in writing. So you got to forward two things to me. One is the acknowledgement section, and the second one is the requirement or specification for the book cover design. Sounds like a plan?
What do I say in my email on the second?
In the second email, you just need to specify what kind of book cover you're looking for in terms of the design. Whatever you told me over the phone, just write it down in words so it'll be easier for me to explain to the design team. And they'll start working on the mock-up.
Got it, Ryan. Got it.
Okay.
And you'll have that in 15, 30 minutes. Well, you have
sounds
been
good.
You've been extremely professional, extremely expert.
Thank you.
Extremely enjoyable. And I'm really pleased by how pleasant the experience this has been.
Thank you so much.
Tell your people how much I have appreciated you.
I will make sure of that, Gary. See, I didn't take you the long route. I just discussed everything with you precisely to the point. Just do not waste your time, because I understand you are one of those people who would like things conveyed in a pretty concise manner up front. And that is simply what I did. So let's get this sorted out, okay?
Yeah, it's perfect union. So let's hang up, and I will email you in half an hour or so these two matters, okay?
Perfect. That sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your time, Gary. I'll keep in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.